What's up, guys? Welcome to MC Radio, episode 20. I already forgot. 23, right?
I don't know.
Probably. Episode 23. Welcome to episode 23. It is Christian and
it's me, Ryan.
With Ryan today on this episode.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, my God. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you.
We're in the new crib, not in your place.
New crib, the other crib.
I don't know. This place has got like a different vibe to it, mm-hmm. You know? Like, when I'm at your place, it's a totally different topic of vibing that I'm feeling. This probably sounds dumb.
What's the different vibes?
I don't know. This feels like a crisp, like a cool sort of.
It doesn't feel crisp or cool.
It feels crisp and warm, I should say.
But my place is crisp and cold as shit.
Your place is cold, yeah. I love the cold. You have psycho cats.
I have psycho cats, but I love the cold.
I love the cold, too.
And the dark.
Honestly, like, it's as much of like a vampire as I'll sound, I love cold and I love dark.
I don't think I can, even during the winter, I can never shift my thermostat up to like above like 75.
Oh,
it's terrible. Like,
during the winter when I was in CB living up there and it got really goddamn cold last winter.
Mm-hmm.
I'd open the window just in the middle of the night.
It's so nice because it's a nice mixture between warm and cool.
Here's the funny part. Well, I guess the dumb part. I'll wake up at 4 a.m. and I'll be like, I'm freezing. Why am I freezing?
Why am I cold?
I got a fan on at max volume. I got this window open, blown in snow and shit.
You have no blankets on.
I'm not even wearing like clothing or something. Like,
what the heck?
Like, where am I?
I did that a lot because my first ever laptop was this really old thing that my mom used for her work computer.
Yeah.
And they let it keep it. I can't remember what it was, but it was a really like old laptop. That you could take the battery out from the back. Literally, you just take it out and throw it, you know. But you could only use it as it was plugged in. So, like, even if you unplugged it, the computer just died.
So, it couldn't hold a charge.
So, what I do, and also it would get really, really hot. Like, I don't believe the fan worked at all.
Oh.
So, it was just like, whenever you used it too much, it would start slowing down. You know, it would start getting
overheated. Motherboard would melt. Yeah,
it would get really bad. So, what I do during the winter, I'd put it on its side.
Oh, no.
And then I'd open a window. So, I'd crank open a window and just have cold air just blow onto it just so it would get cold.
Uh-huh.
But it would get too cold sometimes. So, what? Like, it would start, like, kind of skipping frames. Like, I think I was watching, like, Pokemon, like, the anime. And, like, it would start skipping frames. I'm like, what the heck?
Okay, now... I'm sure if Ursula was here, she would want to ask which version of Pokemon anime.
It was the original. Yeah,
Indiegogo. Is that what it's called?
The Indigo Planet.
Isn't it called Indigo?
I don't know.
I thought it was called Indigo. Because Ursula absolutely hates the new Pokemon art style.
What?
It's the one where they're on like the beach or whatnot. I don't know. I don't watch a lot of Pokemon, and I didn't really grow up with Pokemon, so I can't say for sure.
The Indigo League?
Indigo League? Okay, that's the original one.
Yeah, I like that.
That one's good.
But she doesn't like the newer ones?
She doesn't like the newer ones, like the one from last year that came out, where they're on this island, and Ash is just like, I gotta become the Pokemon Master again for like the 90th time. The 60th time,
and I'm still 10.
I've been 10 for 40 years. Yeah. I've been saving this all day.
Okay.
Because I wanted to talk about it on the podcast.
What is it?
Because I'm so effing excited. Starbreeze Studios met with their stockholders.
Okay.
This morning.
And if people don't know who Starbreeze Studios
are the creators of Payday the Heist and Payday 2.
Which are games that we've played a crap ton.
Too much.
Too almost. Much of. But
payday,
like,
payday too much.
Payday too...
Too fucking extreme.
Too fucking extreme. Anyway.
But they had a meeting where they talked about Payday 3 in there.
Ooh.
So we got an official logo drop. It's like, it's almost like the 2 symbol. Go look at it.
I'm going to look it up.
It's just a green 3 with like the money symbol line in between it. In it.
Payday 3. This
Payday 3's tagline is going to be like live your heist fantasy instead of like
it's literally like the Payday 1 logo but with just the green 3.
That's a fan made one.
That's a fan made, yeah.
That one. There it is.
What?
Yep, Payday 3. It's going to come out immediately multi-platform. Payday 2 did the same thing, but...
Is it though?
Yes.
Listen.
Okay. Listen. I'm sure Mitch will love to hear this. It's not going to be made on that shitty fucking engine that it was made for Payday 2.
Gosh, dude.
I can't remember what it was called for the life of me. I want to say Gold Source. I know that's not correct.
More like Crab Source.
Crab Source.
It was so bad. You could hide like your prisoners. Like you can, heads if through you just the walls. Hit
their head through the walls, they could never be found.
People walking around could never see them, and it was just, I was like, what are you doing? What's going on?
There's a video out there where this guy like whips out a knife and he's gonna stab an officer, and he just like, because he's protecting the power box thing,
mm-hmm.
and he whips it out and he's gonna stab them, and he disappears and he turns around and there's the officer just pulling it down. Like,
you're like, what?
The smooth criminal starts playing, yow! I'll have to find it and show it to you after
that. Is that Smooth Criminal?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Smooth Criminal. Something. Okay. Oh, we haven't told people about our backdrop yet.
We have a backdrop?
Yeah, we do, right here. Oh. I guess not for them, but for us.
Our backdrop.
It's literally, it looks like we're just staring on like a sunroom or this patio.
This is a patio room.
Okay.
And it's currently raining.
And it's raining.
Yeah.
Because we had a fireplace before when Ryan was on. Well, but now we have a nice
We got to mix it up.
Next is going to be just storms and all years.
Help! Next is just going to be 8 hours of a NASA satellite crashing into the sun very slowly. I don't know how I'm going to find it. I don't know how I'm going
to
make it. I
expect you to find it.
I'm going to find something space related, preferably crashing into a planet within 8 hours.
Are we going to watch all 8 hours of it?
No.
All I'm going to see is...
Oh my god. Ugh. Look at that spike. Look at that.
Oh, like the audio spike.
Looks like my wife.
What? Just a blue spike?
Yeah.
She's Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, she's Sonic the Hedgehog, obviously.
Goodness.
You crazy, magnificent bastard, you.
What?
I don't know. Anyways, Payday... I'm really hoping that Payday 3 will be not...
bad?
Yes. But I hope it's going to be more of like... Because I don't want it to be super realistic simulator heist game.
You want it to be like it is. You know.
Well, I want it to be like better. It is, but I also like that aspect of the idea of like, oh, fuck, what if we did have like this super realistic Payday style game, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, seeing Starbreeze's Overkill's recent disaster...
Overkill's
The Walking Dead. No.
What?
You remember that?
I do remember that.
That was out for like a month, and they had a $100 edition, and the $100 edition was going to come with free exclusive. Well, I say free. It's $100.
Free exclusive.
It's going to come with exclusive DLC that never came out, and I don't think anyone got a refund for it.
Yuck.
And it was so bad. That they actually, I forget, who makes The Walking Dead again?
AMC.
AMC actually just straight up, like, they came to AMC. They're just like, oh, man, we're just going to release it on consoles. We're going to release it on consoles. It's going to be okay. We're going to get some DLC out. It's going to be okay. And AMC was just like, no, you're not.
It's okay.
Cut it down.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Overkill's can you even still buy it?
No. You can't get it. You can't get it at all.
What?
AMC cut it. It was so bad. AMC was just like, we don't want that anymore. We just get rid of it. It's gone. I'm pretty sure if you pre-ordered it on console, you don't even get it your money back. I could be wrong about that. I think Xbox may have and PlayStation mm-hmm. may have, but good Lord, it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks to hear. It's like, we're not selling this anymore, but I guess it's better than losing money.
There's another thing. I know that I know we talk about gaming a lot on here, mm-hmm. and it's kind of a redundant topic, but...
What we do.
It's what we do. I want to know your opinion on EA saying the next NBA game has to be $70, otherwise they're going to like start losing profits.
I think that's a load of crap, honestly.
Well...
$70? Like, all right... Yeah, I remember when games used to be not $60, you know? I remember when they were $50.
Yeah.
That was a good time. When they were $49.99.
That was a good time.
For, like, PS2. I even believe, like, most of them were, like, $39.99. And then, all of a sudden, Xbox 360 and PS3 came out. And I think that's when they made the jump to $60, which honestly, when you think about it, yeah, sure, you're going to get, you know, you're bang for your buck with $60, you know, most of the time.
Most of the time.
But yeah, for a game like NBA, 2K, and like Madden, you don't need to be spending it every single time for updated rosters.
My problem is that they sit here and they say, oh, if we don't go $70, we're going to start losing profits, or our profit margin is going down. First off, EA is rich as hell. Mm-hmm. Like, they are so rich. They gave a raise to their like CEO when Battlefield 5 just like flopped and cut paychecks of everyone that actually worked on the game.
Jeez.
And I think he still quit because it was that bad, if I'm correct.
I never played that. Was it really bad?
Battlefield 5?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
No, it was terrible when it came out.
Or was it Battlefield 1 that was really good?
Battlefield 1 was the really good one.
Okay.
Battlefield 5 was terrible. Was still terrible. Had like a really... They had like the DLC that introduced the Americans and the Japanese. And they're like, okay, we're going to start introducing more Pacific theater. We're going to start introducing the Eastern versus Western front mm-hmm. for the United States versus Germany.
Yeah.
And EA was just like, no, you're not. You're making Battlefield 6. And DICE is just like, but we want to work on this. They're like, no, Battlefield 6. And then DICE is just like, okay, at least we got our baby Star Wars Battlefront 2. You can't work on that anymore now. Why? I mean, the community's growing. It's looking
good. Battlefront 2 is looking good.
Battlefront 2 made a huge... Ow, I hope I caught that on the fucking...
Just snapped your neck.
I'm leaving.
He's gone.
Bye.
He's gone.
Star Wars Battlefront 2 made a massive comeback. It sucks that, like, some of the remnants of its crap still kind of, like, lingers. Like, the cards. It's not as bad as it used to be, but it's still just kind of, like... It stenches smearing all over there. But it's good. I played it. It's really good. I totally forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. NBA wanting to be $70. My second problem with that is the fact that they're not even going to like get rid of like Ultimate Team or the card packs or the ability to buy Yeezys for like 400 in-game dollars. That's real gross. Life dollars,
that's
too.
Gross. I just, Ultimate Team never spiked my interest. Obviously, they make money from it, or else it wouldn't be in every single game. But just bring back, like, I don't know, make your own team. Because that was fun.
I miss that. I remember me and Mitch did, I don't remember if he's talked about it on here.
The Rainbow
Fat Kids.
The Rainbow Fat Kids.
Well, here's the funny part. Mitch spent, when we did that, Mitch spent like, I'm pretty sure like half an hour making sure everything was perfect on his team. Just the absolute best of the best as he could for, I'm assuming, his early high school brain would allow him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. All right. At the time, I spent like 5 minutes on mine. I'm pretty sure I did random colors, made them all fat. I'm just like, all right.
All fat and short.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, let's play. I don't remember the outcome. I think I lost.
You won.
I won?
Yeah, I remember you won. He always goes like, yeah, Ryan spent like 2 seconds building his team while he spent like the whole afternoon. And then all of a sudden, every time I tried running it, he'd just tackle me. And I'd fumble it and I couldn't even tackle him.
Here's something that gets slept on for story-wise. I can pull the dumbest shit out of my ass when it comes to like
sports.
To sports games and to like strategy games. Because, like, I definitely remember winning a game of Halo Wars with, like, some of the, like, you know those, like, grunts that Yap Yap makes, the free ones? I definitely remember winning a match with that.
Jeez.
Just only the little Yap Yaps.
Just base rushing?
Well, not only that, but, like, Mitch was, like, focusing econ just a little bit too much. And so his defenses were a little piss poor. But... You know, it happens to the best of us. Mm-hmm. I focus econ too much as well all the time.
Dude, we've played a lot of Halo Wars 2.
I want to play more Halo Wars 2.
Me too.
We do. Maybe. I want to do a video for MC Game.
A video?
I want to do a video of MC Game, the three of us, which is going to suck because I don't know how the hell we're going to get all three of us in one room and do that. But we'll figure it out when
we
it comes to that.
We can do side by side, but we need another capture card then.
True.
Or if we're doing multiple games.
Or we just need someone that's willing to observe more than actually play, you know? Like a spectator.
I can do that.
Yeah, we could get a spectator role going. Because there is that. It's less Halo Wars, where I pulled dumb crap out of my ass. It's sports.
Sports is always where it comes.
Where I'm pretty sure I've pissed off Mitch more
times.
More times than I'm okay to admit. I taught Mitch what a safety was, thanks to Madden.
What?
Yeah.
He didn't know what Mitch a safety was? Mitch
didn't know what a safety was. Okay, Woof. So granted, I'm pretty sure this was like in middle school or something. And his his offensive line, apologies, was just about at his end zone. I don't know how I did it, but he was there. And I tackled his quarterback into the end zone, and it popped up safety, and I got 3 points. And he just goes, "What safety? What the hell is a fucking safety?"
Dude, he's
just like, I don't even know what his safety is.
So mad.
I love it.
I love it, too.
I love it. It's so scary, though.
It is really scary.
Has he told... I don't really want to throw him under the bus because he's not here. Has he told the Jason story?
Mm-mm.
No? Do you think we can talk about the Jason story?
What is it?
It's the one where Jason burnt his house down in Minecraft and he got angry.
And Mitch got angry?
Yeah.
We can tell that, I guess.
Okay.
If it's bad, we'll cut it out.
I'll tame it down. So, because I don't want to shit talk Mitch because he's a good guy. I love him. But I was over at Mitch's place, and we were young boys, like we are. And we get on the box, and our buddy Jason joins at our craft server. And Mitch is tending to his fields in his backyard in his little hut. I don't remember where the fuck I was. Probably in La La Land underneath the mountain.
And you do like your underground mountain
bases. I love building.
Just because no one can really like...
I love building underground mountain bases. I don't care much everyone hates them. I love it.
Well, you just can't see them. You don't see them in the blind eye.
No. Because here's the thing. The thing about underground bases is I can design them so cool. I can do whatever the hell I want. And it doesn't look... I don't have to worry about an exterior like matching it. Because it's just all interior. It's just there. It's just there. All interior. And I love that about mountain bases. But the point, back to the point, because I know Victor will yell at me for this. We were crafting and I came back and our floor was on fire. And the floor was the only bit made out of wood. And I'm pretty sure the house itself is just about as large as the room we're in now. So okay. It was easily replaceable wood. Not to Mitch, though. It was not easily replaceable. He got angry, of course, threw a boxing glove at his TV.
What?
Yeah. I don't know where that boxing glove is to this day.
Still on his TV.
Still in his TV, probably. Went upstairs, came back, still angry, with a book, The Yellow Pages, to find where Jason lived.
He's just going to fight Jason. But
Jason didn't live in town. He lived in Pacific, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't say it. Pacific. That's Pacific. All you'll get out of me.
The Pacific Ocean.
The Pacific Ocean. He lived in the Pacific Ocean. And when he couldn't find him, I don't know how he gave up, but he did. He threw the Yellow Pages at his TV, if I'm correct, if my memory serves me well. Went into his room. Now, this is the part where I thought, okay, it's done and over, right? No, he grabs his mattress from his bed, runs outside, and this is when he had a pool at the time.
Oh, I think I've heard the story.
I miss this pool. Let me just add that. I want our Patreon to invest in a new pool for Mitch.
Invest in a new
pool for Mitch.
Can we get donations for a pool for Mitch? Just $10,000.
$10 million. And
what does he do with the bed?
Well, he takes his mattress. He runs outside. He shouts, "Just cause this." Because back then I used to shout, like, "Just cause," because I'm an idiot.
It's a video game.
Yeah. Throws the pool. Or not the
pool. Throws the pool?
No. Throws the mattress into the pool. All right. then proceeds to jump into the pool himself.
All because
Jason burnt down a small portion of wood in Minecraft. And that's gamer.
That's gamer.
I remember, the last thing I remember is he was coming in drenched. And his mom was just like, Mitchell, what did you do? And he goes, I threw my mattress into the pool, mom. And then I jumped in.
And I jumped in. Jeez, dude.
Which, now that I've shared an embarrassing story about Mitch, to make it even, I'm going to share an embarrassing story about me.
Okay.
That happened just today.
Today?
Yeah,
oh, you were there.
I was here. So, me and Christian here.
We're doing a recording day.
We were recording a lot of gaming videos, all right? And I'm hungry, all right? I get tired and I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. But unlike
some... We've been recording for like 3 hours at this point.
Well, yeah, and we still are recording.
Yeah.
Here we go. So I grab my wallet and we go to Subway. And we get Subway and Christian pays because he's a generous human being and I love it. And we go back to my place and I'm just like, oh man, I'm so hungry for these sandwiches. And I keep my key in my wallet just because it's the safest place to put it. And I pull out my wallet and there's no key in there.
Safest place.
Yep. And I reach into my right pocket, and there's no phone in there. I have completely locked ourselves out of the house.
Out of the house.
And so my first instinct is to be like, okay, there's a secret key in the back, all right? And now that you know about it, I have to shoot you, even though it wasn't there.
So we
go around the block to get into the backyard. And I'm checking the secret spot, and there's like 4 million spiders there, and there's no key.
No key.
It's been moved or thrown away or something. I'm like, okay, I'll try the garage. And as midway through trying the garage, I remember two things. A, I don't know what the damn code is. B, the garage code doesn't even work. So even if I do knew it, it doesn't work. And then I have one last thought. There's a rock. In the front of my porch.
Smash the window.
No.
We're smash the window.
There's a rock in the front of my porch that had a key. I remember. Because that's how I got in after prom.
So we go around again.
All the way back around. I lift the rock up. And I have a smile on my face. And it just disappears instantly.
No key.
Because there's no goddamn key there. I'm a fucking idiot, guys.
Because I remember Ryan going, wait. I don't have my key with me. And I remember seeing a phone plugged in downstairs while going up. I'm like, oh, maybe that was someone else's or whatever. You know, nope. I'm sure we don't need it. I should have asked him, hey, you got everything? You know, you got your phone, you got your keys, but. Hey.
No, because I'm an idiot. I forgot all of it. And
then we rang the doorbell.
About 90 times. It was about 4, 3, something like that.
Ring the doorbell.
Thank God we got an answer.
Yeah.
I thought I was about to be trapped outside. I was going to have to fucking buy a crowbar from
go to the keysmith and just be like, hey, can you let us in?
Can you just let us in?
You would have been like, what? No, I think it was very interesting because like right away I was like, oh my gosh. No, I was like, okay.
Right away when I opened my wallet, I felt like I was poor, except there was actually money in there.
Yeah.
And I didn't have my key.
Well, you didn't have a key.
It was just like a fly coming out of there. I was just like, crap.
Dust.
I'm an idiot.
Like, there we go.
I'm so stupid. I can't believe I would forget a thing like that.
We got in though.
We did get in.
We got in.
Which, thank God.
Yeah. It was about what, 10 minutes?
It wasn't long. It felt like 4 hours. But
it did.
It's been hot this summer.
I know.
It's been so hot this summer.
It's like humidity is just gross.
Is today Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
I forget what day it is because it's so freaking hot. Like, I want to go outside and I want to, like, because Victor and Colton and a few other people that I'm very unaware of, Mitch as well, do golf, all right? Mm-hmm. And that's fun to look. That's fun to watch. I would never be able to play.
No, I think it's really fun to watch.
It's fun to watch in person. It's not fun to watch on TV.
It's not fun to, like, watch yourself do it either because, like, golf is really weird. Because you're like, oh, I can definitely hit this ball. And then you just whiff it.
And you're
like,
whiff it.
You're like, okay, I'm done. I'm done playing this game.
Well, that's the thing. They don't trust me with anything. They let me hit the ball like twice, but
do they trust you driving the cart?
They let me drive the cart around.
Oh, there that's you go. Fun. That's the best part.
It is the best part, honestly. And I'm very upset that we didn't go on like Friday to like Malvern or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
or you know, whatever
other places.
And I almost ditched a golf cart while we were in the G Hood.
Dang.
The G Hood golf.
You almost put it in.
Well,
the ditch.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Have you driven one of those things?
I've driven a golf cart.
Okay,
yes.
So for anyone who hasn't, there's the gas, and then there's the brake. And a golf cart is really slow,
mm-hmm.
so you have to pedal to the metal to get.
It doesn't stop fairly fast. It stops pretty fast.
It stops, all right.
But it's not like, you can stop instantly. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're stupid.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I've been on some golf carts where, like, the brake barely works.
Oh.
And you have to, like, swivel your
That wasn't this
clothes.
One. But anyways, so this is my first time driving a golf cart, so I'm getting the hang of it. And I get the hang of it. And here's what it looks like. It's this little hill. It's a straight. Immediately to the right is a big old bridge. And we need to turn the cart around because I was facing towards the bridge. And we need to turn the cart around because the next hole was across the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I go onto the bridge, turn around really sharp, and almost ditch the damn thing. Because I didn't know there was a brake on there. Jeez. And they didn't bother to tell me until I was almost ditched in. It's just,
were they sitting on with you, or were they walking?
Just Mitch was sitting on with me.
What was Mitch saying?
Nothing.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
He didn't even call me an idiot. He was just like, oh, why did you hit it in reverse? I'm like, I didn't even know that existed down here. There's like this little, like a little switch down there, and you crank it left, and you're going in reverse.
You're going.
I didn't even know that existed. It so was weird. Fun though, going like. I don't know what the max speed on those things are, like
15
miles per hour through an open field as I'm like,
oh,
I'm watching,
we're zooming.
We're watching these old guys just golf. I'm just like, wow, I'm going to die. Probably.
Probably.
If I get hit in the head and don't wake up,
that's gamer.
That's gamer.
Should we talk about our kind of like, I don't know if this is like one of our friendship divining moments, because I know we talked about that with Victor.
Well, let's be real. This whole podcast has been all over the place, but
it has been. But honestly, like, I think one of our most developed like ways that we developed our friendship was summer school.
Oh, God.
And I think we need to lay some perspective for some people that we both went to summer school freshman year.
I failed because Mr. Max Payne. That's what I'm going to call him because I don't name drop on here. Mr. Max Payne,
we'll call him that. He was not a very good teacher.
A terrible math
and
teacher.
And everyone who basically couldn't get transferred out of his class went to summer school.
I was so screwed.
Which I got really upset because I think it was the second week where I'm like, hey, I'm not really understanding what he's saying. I'm not really picking up what he's doing.
He's kind
of
an idiot.
Mr. Max Payne. I asked the guidance counselor, I'm like, can you please move me? I think I'd understand better. And this other teacher,
I don't remember her name.
I don't remember her actual name.
That was a her?
I think so.
I don't remember it at all. I don't remember. That's the thing.
They were actually a really good teacher. And I remember Colton moved to their class and was like, oh man, I'm actually understanding what's going on. And I was like, okay, I need that. And apparently too many kids transferred before me and I couldn't transfer.
Because
Mr. Max Payne
is so bad at teaching math. When your first words to a class of kids are, math reminds me of my girlfriend because she's a ton of problems. And then you have to spend the next 20 minutes telling everyone, oh, please don't be offended by that joke I made. I already knew I was going to have a bad time.
Really? Come on, dude. It was definitely interesting, but he was the reason why we went to summer school. But at the same time, I'm glad it was the reason.
I'm glad.
Because I was so scared. I remember getting there first, I believe. Was I there first?
No.
You were there
first. I was there first because you had driving.
Oh, I had driver's ed in the morning.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different experience. I put a car in the ditch in driver's ed because she didn't tell me if I was clear. And literally, like, I was like, hey, am I good to back up? Asking the passenger to kind of like look because she's sitting in the front. She's like, oh, yeah, you're good. I put it in reverse and put it into a ditch. And she's like, I can't believe you did that. And then one of the people that I drove with was like, I'm not going to let you forget you did this at all. And he said every time I saw him in the hallway, he's like, remember when you put the car in the ditch? I was like, hey, remember when our teacher said I was clear? That's besides the point, though. Okay, I think I walked in and like at first I was like, dude, summer school's going to blow.
I think I was late that day. So were this you? Might explain why you were first.
Okay. It was something where it's either like, I think I sat down and I was like, I don't know.
We would show up and it would take like 40 minutes for everyone else to fucking show up anyways.
Yeah. But the first day I sat down and I was like, I don't know anyone in here. I'm like, this is going to suck. And then all of a sudden I see Ryan walk into the school and I was just like, oh, there's another driver's ed class going on. So maybe he's going to that. And I see him turn to the library. And I'm like, oh, no, dude. And he comes in. I was like, yes, this is going to be awesome.
I love it.
And it literally, that was not summer school. I will say that. That was not summer school.
That was the most fun my parents ever had to pay $300 for me to be there for.
I loved it. Just because.
Mr. J. Oh my God. Because we can't name drop.
You can't, Mr. J.
Mr. J.
Mr. J. He's a really good teacher.
Mr. J is a really good teacher.
He's a very good teacher.
Puddin, you're such a good teacher, Mr. J.
Okay.
Like, am I?
I don't know.
I'm Harley Quinn.
Mr. J!
Oh my God, that was terrifying.
Okay, but I remember one day in summer school where we called this guy named Franklin because Mr. J called him Franklin because he had a backpack just like Franklin the turtle, which didn't make sense to all of us because we didn't really know. And he just kept saying, hey, it's Franklin. He walked in and I was like, what are you doing? But he would always come in with Chinese food every single day at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't even know they were open that early.
I was just like, why are you eating Chinese food so like late in the day? And literally he came in. And like, there's this one day where we're doing problems on the sheet and like, you had to fill out all the problems eventually and turn it in by the end of the
class. It was like, I want to say it was like 100 problems, but we had all summer to do it or something.
I think there was more than that. I can't remember.
I don't remember. It was a shit ton.
But Mr. J goes, hey, to this kid, cause he's like, I don't really want to do this. And he goes, you know what? If you finish all of this by tomorrow,
it was 100.
It was.
Specifically 100.
He's like, if you can finish all this. Oh, did he mark it? I think he marked it and said, "Hey, if you can do all these 100 problems by tomorrow, you don't have to come to summer school anymore." Pass. Which literally is how long is summer school? 6 weeks?
It's about almost 2 months.
Yeah, which is stupid. But literally, he's like, "You don't have to come here anymore," and I was like, dude, and everyone's like, yo, can we do this? And he's like, no. Only him, because he's complaining about it. And I remember the next day, he came in, and we're like, hey, did you get the problems done? He's like, what? I forgot. And I was like, no, dude, what are you doing?
He started marking them all as zero. And he started zero.
I was like, and then Mr. J checks, and he's like, you didn't do them. He's like, I did them. You didn't say I had to do them right. And I was like, what are you doing, dude?
I remember that. I remember we had a packet. But like, the packets, not only did the packets suck, but we were too stupid to understand the packet. I remember that. At least I was too stupid. And so we sat there asking stupid questions. But
oh my gosh.
The funny part is Mr. J would laugh at every single question. He would laugh for like 15 minutes with us.
Because he'd be like, what?
And I remember that was the first time ever where we sat there for an hour and a half making fun of the packet. And we didn't do a single thing.
No,
we didn't.
No, that was more than half the time when we went there. And then he's like, all right, just do it as homework when you get home. And it was like, okay, whatever. I remember half the time it was asking Mr. J stupid questions that didn't even have to deal with math. And the other time trying to make him sing.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because he was a pretty good singer. And we're like, hey, Mr. J, please, you need to sing to us. And he's like, no, I only do that during the school year. I was like, no. You need to sing to us.
Okay, so this is a question that's been burning in the back of my mind because I faintly remember it every time.
Okay.
During summer school, I can't remember if I gave you it or you gave me it. But somewhere in the mix, someone gave someone Far Cry 3 through a folder.
And you gave me Far Cry 3.
I don't think you ever gave it back.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Because it just disappeared one day.
Did it?
Yeah, I have no idea where it went. Not like I'm feeling the incline to play Far Cry 3 all of a sudden.
Because I remember you, because I was like, oh yeah, I've never played Far Cry 3. And you're like,
I remember giving it to you.
Because I gave you a game.
You did?
I remember giving you a game also, because it was kind of like a trade.
We had a trade.
I can't remember what I gave you.
I don't remember. I remember giving it to you. I remember swapping it. And I straight up don't remember anything else.
I remember swapping it back.
I remember that too.
But I don't remember what happened to it.
I don't know. It just straight up disappeared one day.
Well, I'll buy you Far Cry 3 if you want.
No.
If you really want to play it.
As he pulls up his phone, he's like, Amazon. It's like $4 on Amazon. I can get it delivered in 10 minutes.
It's so dirt cheap right now.
It is dirt cheap. Everything's kind of dirt cheap.
It is.
Gas is going slightly back up,
which is kind of stupid.
That's big poopy.
I miss it. So actually, this is the first time we're recording a podcast and then releasing it. I guess it's not the first episode we did that, but recently, usually we post it to Patreon first, but since we kind of have to catch up. Since we didn't do it last week, we kind of have
to. Come on, keep up.
Yeah.
What does Sonic say? You're too slow.
Yeah, he says that. You're too slow. Come on, catch it up. Speed it up. Or something like that. Something stupid like that. But actually, this episode will go up tomorrow. So that's pretty cool. It goes up today for Patreon, then tomorrow for regular. And then I'm recording one with Zach tomorrow. Hope, maybe. I don't know.
Here's hoping.
I
see you at my house tomorrow. Like,
can you record six more things?
Can you record 90 billion more things?
So what do you think?
Oh my God, I'm so unprofessional. Okay, what were you saying?
Jeez. What do you think? So we are trying new stuff with MC Media.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Like from this recording session that we did today, is there something that...
I want everyone to be kind of open.
Yeah.
To like what we play.
Yeah.
Because I'm interested. I've definitely played New Vegas so many times that just like playing it, like driving myself to play it again is boring. I don't want to do it, but I want to see what you do.
I've never played it.
I want to see what you do in, I don't know what you're playing tomorrow, but I'll just say Animal Crossing, but I'm not confirming anything here.
We're probably not playing Animal Crossing.
You're playing something on the Switch and I'm interested to see how you play that. And I hope that Zach and Mitch will be interested to see on our narration on Dead by Daylight a little bit and on Worms.
I think it was very interesting with Dead by Daylight just because we played two as a survivor. You played. I sat back with them.
Yeah, I played them.
And I think just watching it, kind of you explaining more of the game mechanics made more sense.
Uh-huh.
There is a lot of perks, though.
There's a shit
kind of give me a headache, but at the same time, it's not like, oh, man, I'm not going to. If I want to get into it, I'm going to take time.
Well,
to
here's the thing
too.
About it that like there's like I'll be real. 70% of the perks
are useless.
On anyone are terrible.
I mean,
like Monstrous Shrine, the perk makes it so that the entity is summoned faster in the basement. And I'm pretty sure we only hooked someone in the basement
twice
our entire time.
Huh.
So, yeah, this perk's terrible.
Maybe it kind of drives you to hook people in the basement more often then.
But the basement spawns in one spot.
Yeah.
Possibly extremely far away from where you just downed this person. And there's no point in trying to walk all the way over there.
Or else they're going to escape.
And they're just going to get out. Mm-hmm. No. So it's terrible.
It was pretty fun, though.
It was fun.
Worms was pretty fun, too.
Worms was fun.
This is a spoiler for Worms Armageddon, so we are cutting it out right now. Please. Thank you.
Yeah, just tell them a play-by-play. Let's just describe it to them. No, don't actually do that.
Actually, we just spoiled the whole... Maybe I'll mute that. I'll probably mute that.
No, you won't.
Right,
you do what
we
you
just
want.
We just kind of spoiled the Worms Armageddon.
We just Let's spoiled play. An entire video.
We literally did.
We're just gonna cut that part.
We're gonna cut that part out. So you
I don't know how you're gonna make that a smooth transition between what the hell we were just talking about and
I'm
sure you'll figure it out. Now we gotta keep talking for 10 more minutes because you screwed us, Christian.
Hold on. You know what I'm gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
Okay, so I'm gonna be quiet here.
You're gonna clap,
and I'm not gonna clap. I'm gonna take this bit of audio.
Yeah,
I'm about to say now. Move it to where we need it. So here it is. This is a spoiler for Worms Armageddon, so we are cutting it out right now. Please. Thank you. There we go. And then now, boom, it's that audio that you heard back there.
Hey, wow. Yeah, it's almost like we're stupid and didn't plan this through. And so we just talk about a whole video that we made.
That we just
and then
made
we're just like, uh-oh, we never released it.
Wait, that's not coming out for a little bit.
That's not coming out for like 3 months. It's going to be really dumb.
Actually, so this week, actually, what is it? Oh, shoot. I forgot which episodes it is. Hold on.
What are you talking about?
The episodes that are releasing. The Octodad and Star Wars Battlefront 1 is coming out this week for regular people. Yeah. So if you're hearing this now, go to YouTube, type in MC Media, or go to any of our pages and you'll find the link to it. And watch the video there. It's pretty fun. Mitch and I play Star Wars Battlefront 1 in verse, and we play Octodad.
I've actually never played Octodad.
It's very fun.
I heard it's hard.
It's very fun, though.
I know it's fun.
It's very interesting.
I know it's fun because every YouTuber on the literal
face of the planet
played it when it came out. And then, like, the PS4 version came out, and they're like, oh, it's a different game. And then, like, one YouTuber played it.
It's the same game.
Like, it was, like, Jacksepticeye or something.
Was it?
I don't know. He plays, like, everything.
I guess so.
So I asked you this in one of the videos, but I feel like it's just it's a bit more relevant to like bring up now. What like I know you've never heard of Puppet Combo, but and I guess to describe it to everyone else listening, Puppet Combo is basically a group of developers that make PS1, PS2.
Can you pull up some gameplay up there?
Oh, I guess we could do that.
You can pull that up.
I can pull up a trailer. Let me put my glasses
back on. I'm
very interested
into what it is.
It's PS1, PS2 style horror games. First person, Resident Evil style, third person. I'm going to miss our rainy patio.
No, we only got 46 minutes into it.
I know.
Out of the 8 hours.
Out of the eight hours and 1 second. Let me find some gameplay of it. It's so like niche that I'm surprised, like, I would be surprised if I heard anyone that has heard of these games. 1 second. Where the fuck is it? There it is. Power Drill. Mia Secure.
Power Drill Massacre?
This is, like, his first game ever.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Hey guys, this is Mitch Stanley from the MC Media crew here to tell you about our Patreon and how you can get involved with that. So let me tell you a little bit about our Patreon real quick. It's only $2 a month to complete access to all of our content. You get all of our future content a week ahead of time, ahead of those other losers that aren't on the Patreon. So first to see all our new content and projects, a shout out on the MC Radio Show. Ad-free content on all our shows and a chance to win some gifts in our monthly giveaway once we reach 150 supporters. If you're interested in supporting the crew, go to www.patreon.com/mcmedia76. And now back to the show.
Probably got to turn
Puppet
it up.
Combo. Ooh, spooky.
That's spooky.
Okay. Oh, I've seen gameplay of this.
This thing is terrifying.
So. Or you get lost in the woods. Stay away from the house at the top of the hill.
What the heck?
Lurks inside, behind every door, around every turn. If you hear somebody behind you, whatever you do, don't turn around.
Whoa.
So that was his first game
okay.
that he released. It's kind of a big deal because like I absolutely love games that have this like story on the surface. But you can like find hints and bits and pieces of another story just kind of like hanging out in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can read a newspaper in the game about a child that literally gets kidnapped by the murderer in this game.
Oh.
And you can find her. you can find her running around still alive in the facility. And you can see glimpses of other survivors that are trapped in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, I don't know what it is about that, but it's so weird. And it sucks that Puppet Combo only ever did this in two games. Get out of, or Stay Out of the House and Power Drill Massacre are the only two games to do that. Yeah. And it sucks because I got so invested in this crap.
And then they just took it away.
And they're just like, ah, no. But it's supposed to be this huge, like, overarching story of these, like, constant, like, murders and disappearances. But they're all done by different people and different time frames.
So, like, copycat killers.
Not necessarily copycat killers because they do it in different ways. And they get their victims. They lure their victims in different ways, whether by force or just by accident or whatnot.
Interesting. But
each one of these are all driven for like almost the same reasons to do what they do. And it's really weird how it all mixes in together, because there's a game called the, like, the Glass Staircase, which is an orphan house, but it's being used to sacrifice these orphans to, like, this weird demon creature.
Okay.
And the demon creature is the killer in the story, but you, like, kill it at the end. I don't know if that's too loud and the microphone's picking up.
So that should be fine, honestly.
I'll take it to four.
If you hear rain noises, it's the...
It's not actually
It's our
rain.
Patio.
It's our patio. It's We're patio. Sitting in our patio.
It's our actual MC patio. Welcome to MC Patio.
Welcome to MC Patio, the new radio show where we talk about rain and rain accessories.
This is probably the chillest podcast episode.
Yeah. Well,
maybe yeah. not, but I don't know. There's been a lot of...
It's probably the most random. And I know that, like...
It's a lot of whiplash.
Well, it's a lot of whiplash. But I know we kind of get the same complaint from everyone. Like, we talk about... like, we're all over the place.
But I think that's just how a normal conversation
goes.
That's
just how a normal conversation goes.
And I think that... I think we pride ourselves...
If I were to stay on a top... I feel... me, personally... If I were to stay on a railway of topics, I'd be bored.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay.
Well, that's not how a normal conversation goes either. I think that, like I said, we pride ourselves in, like, because we've gotten so many compliments saying, hey, this feels like I'm part of the conversation or I'm listening there. You know, and I think that's what we wanted it to be. We didn't want it to be like, welcome to MC Radio, where today we're going to talk about crawfish.
The swing dance.
The swing dance.
The new dance going around in New York City.
We're not just going to talk about one thing. And it's just kind of like, oh, hey,
you know,
this
what?
Is what's happening in our lives.
What?
Hey, this is the news. You know?
If this is all over the place, it's all over the place.
It's all over the place because that's how normal conversations go.
Pee-pee.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell that relates.
I don't know, but man, you know.
What were we talking about beforehand? I feel like there was an overarching topic, but then it just kind of
recording
off.
Sessions, I guess, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I would like to do Power Drill, not necessarily the Power Drill Massacre gameplay, but a Puppet Combo game.
Yeah. I think we do definitely need to do a
I want Mitch to play Night Shift.
He doesn't like horror games, though.
I want... It's only 15 minutes long.
He hates horror games.
I don't care. I want him to play Night Shift.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Because I know I've tried to get him to play horror games. He's like, I just don't like them. And I'm like, dude, come on. It's not a first-person shooter or a sports game. You gotta like it.
It's not golf, so I don't play.
He dogs on me all the time where it's just like, oh, you only like these indie games. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I do play a lot of indie games, but at the same time, I play a lot of like AAA games too.
Well, I remember telling him that Warframe was an indie game. And he doesn't like Warframe for his own reasons. And, you know, I won't get into that. But I remember him saying, like, that's an indie game. I'm just like, yeah, it is an indie game, actually. it's indie as fuck. And it doesn't look indie.
No, it doesn't.
No, it looks like an actual video game. Now it feels indie because the devs are being big dum-dums, and every time they release an update, they're just like, this update will finish the story.
But it won't.
But it won't at all. And we added new guns nobody cares about because everyone's been using the same three overpowered guns since launch. And we're just going to nerf one of them randomly. We won't tell you when or which one, but we're just going to nerf
it'll
it.
Just happen.
Yeah.
It'll just happen.
It's just going to happen, dog. Oh, my God.
What?
I don't know. I feel like we've went from topic to topic, and I feel like we're missing something. because I know some people hate it when we don't finish a sentence or we don't finish.
I know. Topic. We're just like, I swear we were talking about something, but you cannot
remember. I feel bad if we did people that. I'm so sorry. I will say, though, my favorite thing about summer school.
Yeah.
Is the fact that I never did it again that year.
No, that was the only time in my life that I did summer school.
I did it with Mr. J.
And I think I learned, I was like, you know what? Even if I have a bad teacher, I should, you know, try to.
I don't remember anything. I don't remember anything from
it's all a dream.
Math. It's all just a vivid dream for me.
Gosh, dude.
I remember I passed, I want to say it was junior year math. Solely because the teacher didn't like me.
Yeah, he just didn't
and
want you there.
He was just like, I don't want you here next year, so you're getting a C.
Oh, and you're like, thank you, man. Just like,
thanks, man.
Whatever.
Goodbye, man.
That was English in a nutshell, senior year.
Oh, God, please. I could literally record a whole podcast about stories from English.
So every senior day, year. Every day was a story
Let's
from
get
English.
The highlights. So the highlights. First off.
You said ray gun and she threatened to send you to the principal's office.
You are getting ahead of yourself.
Okay, sorry. That's my favorite one.
So for some.
Actually, I have a different favorite one, but I'll show
you
at the end.
Quit?
Okay, sorry.
All right. So for some godforsaken reason. Our senior year, we had to do vocabulary words.
Do your vocabs.
I don't know why. I can't feasibly think of why. And I guess
she could.
I guess we need a sub name for her. I've came up with two. You get the name of this one.
Colton calls her Cowboy Hat.
Okay, we'll just call her Cowboy Hat. So Cowboy Hat for some.
I can't
say that seriously. So Cowboy Hat decides, oh, I'm going to make a bunch of seniors. How many were in our class? Like
there's about 15,
10.
Yeah, there was a lot.
One real quick shout out for Afton for being in that class for literally one day, and then ditching us.
Even though we kind of talked to him, we were like, dude, stay in this class. It could be awesome. It's like, you know, you, Ryan, Christian, and Afton, dude, it's going to be perfect. And then he leaves the next
day.
I was like, come on, dude. Anyways. Keep going with the vocab.
We do the vocab. And I guess at some point, Christian just decided,
first day.
I don't think I want to do this.
The first day.
So he Googles, I don't know where he found it, a list of 500 fucking words I've never heard before in my life.
It was what?
Zulla full of...
Flox and oxen hillopilification.
Yeah, I don't know how you pronounce that.
And the thing was, if you used a word, you had to use it in a sentence, and you had to pronounce it. So as long as I know how to use it in a sentence and pronounce it, I was fine. But I'm not going to go and use these stupid words in a sentence. Like, these are cool.
Use the word banana peel.
Use the word this word. I think it was words that you don't use or have never heard of. And I was like, oh, that's a wrong mistake. Cowboy hat.
I'm pretty sure I started ripping off the list.
You too. Did. And I loved it because she's like, isn't that a word Christian used? And I was like, nope.
I remember. Because you use spaghettification.
Mm-hmm. Spaghettification.
And then I'm pretty sure 3 days later I use
spaghettification.
I'm pretty sure I used the same sentence too.
I loved it. Just because it was so fun to mess with her. And it, like there was God. One, my favorite one.
Is
was,
this the lean? Oh God.
Was
this the leaning one?
No. This is a different one. This is a different one. So we sat next to each other for the first couple of weeks. Oh. And then she noticed that was a big mistake. So she moved Ryan to the other side of the room. And like the next day I was like, yo, Ryan, you know, it'd be pretty funny. He's like, what? I was like, if you move one seat at a time each day and didn't tell her.
Oh, my God.
And so like this happened for, I think, a month where every day you'd move over one seat and she wouldn't notice. She didn't notice at all. And it got to the point where we're just one chair between us. And she goes, hey. And this, she put you way in the corner. So she had to notice that you were sitting in front of her desk and then somehow moving more right. She's like, hey, that's not where you sit. And then it just got to the point where she's like, Ryan, where you kept moving over and you're like, fine. Just move back.
Well, because it was such a dumb class.
It was.
I remember what were we reading?
Hamlet.
Hamlet.
We were reading Hamlet. And you got lucky.
I got so lucky because I got a character that died in the first 3 seconds.
He literally was like, all right, I'm going to go and
die. You drink a tea? No.
And he's like, okay.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. And then he never comes back.
And then you lot would always throw me under the bus and make me read.
Because we got halfway through the story.
You would make me read the longest parts of the effing book, and I'm illiterate. So I'd sit there sounding like Hamilton. Met with Princess.
No, the reason why we did that is because your character died in the beginning.
Screw me.
And then all of a sudden, 5 days later, we're like, wait a minute. Ryan hasn't been talking at all. And we look and we're like, hey, cowboy hat. He doesn't have any lines. And she goes, what? Can we share the ray gun story?
I will share. I don't remember how. All I remember is that.
No, you said revive me. I have ray gun.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I remember I was just going to pull a prank where I'm just like, hey, Christian, wouldn't it be funny if every sentence I had was a COD zombie sentence?
Oh, I loved it.
And I got away with it for like 2 days. And I don't remember what my word was, but it was just like, oh, man, please revive me. I has ray gun. Yeah,
that meme where it's like, hey, and bro, revive me. I have ray gun.
And Christian and I think Andrew were bouncing off of me to encourage me to say ray gun some more. And I said ray gun about 40 times before she picks up the phone and she's just like, Ryan, if you say ray gun one more time, I'm going to consider that a threat to the school and you're going to the principal's office.
She was like, yeah, are you threatening us right now? And I was like, whoa. it's like, it's just a video.
Mrs. Cowboy, I don't actually have a fucking ray gun, you stupid bitch.
Oh,
shut the fuck up.
She also would say to people that she was going to nail you to the floor. She's like, I'm going to nail you to the wall. Can you
please tell the leaning left story?
I don't know that one.
Okay, so I don't remember.
I remember it happened, but I was like, what is she talking
about? She yelled at me for some reason to come back behind her
desk.
Every day. Every day I was yelling at her for something new. But I went behind the desk and she's just like, oh, can you do like 4 more vocab words than usual? Just like, I'm caught up with everyone else. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, you're just lacking behind and I just want you to pass is all. I'm just like, oh, you just got to just lean a little left, Miss Cowboy. And she's just like, oh, I never do that. It's like, just like, whoa, okay, hold on. That's not at all what I meant, but, you know.
It's like
suffering.
She was interesting.
This is for Colton. Your SpongeBob and Patrick shredding the nard with the swastika was still up there to the end of the year. I just want you to know that.
Because he would draw cowboy hat like pictures every day, like, look, I drew you a picture, and she's like, wow, really cool, Colton, and just put it up on the wall.
I'm actually surprised Colton didn't start a trend of hiding swastikas.
Oh my gosh, in all of his
pictures.
What else did she do?
I don't know.
I
blanked out only the funny, the non-funny parts.
That was the class when I said cargo bob.
No, that wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. That was history class.
What's that history class?
That was history class.
Crash. Where he would hold us because we were allowed.
The the young bass.
Yeah, the young
bass.
Young bass.
We were in young bass's history young bass. Class,
and he would hold us. He's like, "Hey, you guys are being loud, so we're gonna hold you." And it's like, "Okay, dude."
Was that young bass? I don't remember that.
Old bass would ring a little like xylophone, and all you'd hear was bing, bing, bing. And it's not even loud enough for half the
like
class. And
it's two like, girls talking in the back. Yeah, and I hear like, this loudest xylophone.
You could get him mad by saying girls' track sucked. And Austin, you know what Austin I'm talking about. He like I told him before we went, I'm like, hey, let's get old bass to kind of go on a tangent today because I don't want to talk about the Lost Hills anymore. And he's like, all right, I know what to do. And he goes and he's like, you know what? I think just girls' track just is not as superior as boys' track. And he's like, why is that? He was the head coach of the girls' track. He's like, why is that? He's like, you know what? Boys can just run faster. He's like, oh, well, I don't think so.
Oh
just
my go God.
40 minutes here, just talking
here's
about
one
it.
For you. So Chrome had the little extension things, add-ons.
I love
And
them.
I found one where it was that cop that got in a controversy for like pepper spraying these dudes that are like already handcuffed and whatnot. And the app would do is at random points while you were browsing, that cop would pull up, shake his little can, and spray you in the face hole.
Why?
I don't know. It was just cool. Hilarious to me. And I said it to like where it happened very rare. So it'd go months on end and I'd totally forget it's there. And then I'd just get this fat cop just like, all right, you can spray today, boy.
I had the Nick Cage one.
But no. Here's what happened. Because I found two more. I found a John Cena one.
Oh my gosh.
It was just like, John Cena. And then I found a, who's the Just Do It guy? What was his name?
Shia LaBeouf.
And he would pop up to give you motivation. And Justin and Isaac ruined it for me.
Why'd they ruin it?
Because they would not stop pressing the John Cena button in Mother Truckin'. I need a new name for him.
Old Bass?
Not Old Bass. Like, imagine the Old Bass, but like younger and angrier, but not Young Bass. Senior year chemistry teacher. Toolbox?
Toolbox?
I'm sorry, Mitch, but. Yeah, he did it in Mr. Toolbox's class.
Okay.
And he got instantly angry. He's just like, where'd you find this from?
We
found it from Ryan. All right, I want to make sure he pays for this. Like, okay. Jeez. I never heard anything from him.
I did not like him.
Man. I didn't like him either. But
I did not like him.
That day was the day that my extension stopped working.
The day of reckoning.
The day of reckoning came.
Papa John.
Papa John's was predicting this day. The Mayan calendar was years off.
It was.
It was that day.
Unbelievable.
And I just remember hearing from, I want to say it was Mallory, because she was trying to like make me feel bad about something dumb and I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't. And you're just like, yeah, how do you feel that Justin and Isaac ruined your fucking extensions? And I'm just like, Justin and Isaac did that? I thought they just turned it off.
Oh, dude. I love the extensions on there.
I wish that Chrome wasn't terrible so I could use it more.
Yeah.
And use the extensions.
It's all right. I used one where it would do loading things for everything. It would just continuously put, like, it was very counterproductive, but it was usually to me just not to do stuff that were like false loading.
Where it'd be like,
yeah, I turned in this thing and it just keeps loading. And they're like, oh, okay, that's okay. It'll be enough. Just do it whenever you can. And I was like, okay.
That's the problem when we swapped to paper to Chromebook is that no idea if they just didn't test it. I have no idea if they just weren't ready to handle it.
No, they were not.
But there was like a period of time
where
the Chromebooks, I'm pretty sure it was like a month or a month and a half, where they just straight up didn't work.
No, not at all.
But Facebook worked just fine on them. I remember when we were playing with No Fun Cop in financial literacy. I was there.
I wasn't there.
And, well, I know you weren't there. I remember Erwin can actually vouch for me. Because I think he was there. Same with Brittany, but we don't fucking talk to Brittany ever. And Fun Cop would be like, does your Facebook work? And the smart children would say no. And the very, very dumb children that screwed us over would say yes. Totally ruining our ability to check Facebook and Twitter.
Wow.
As if anyone at our age cared to check Facebook or Twitter. Are you texting on the job?
I am texting on the job.
Who is so important that you have to text
them? I gotta there's more stuff I gotta figure out.
What?
It's business stuff.
Business?
Business.
I am business.
You are business.
My middle name is business.
So did you take any gym class? Were you in my gym class?
You were in my gym class?
The TA.
Heck yeah, man. Because I remember a story. We were doing the, like, it was a
free tag.
No. It was not effing free tree tag. It was a free day that day.
Tree tag.
No, it was a free day. And what would happen is he was just like, I don't care what you're doing as long as you're active.
As long as you're active.
Yeah. And so me and Connor would walk laps with, because we were lazy and poor.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Connor had the bright idea. It was just like, next lap, I'm gonna hide in the storage closet. I'm like, okay, man, you hide in the storage closet. He goes in there. I walk another lap. I'm talking to someone else. I don't remember. He comes back out. And he's just like, yeah, there's this really weird kid in there. I wouldn't go in there. He's wearing shorts and sandals. It's really weird.
Okay.
I'm just like, I wonder who the hell that could be. And then I find out years later, it's you hanging out in the storage closet. I don't know, doing some anime stuff.
He would always tell me to go organize the storage closet. And I'm like,
what is there to organize in there?
He's just like, yeah, make sure all the balls get put back in the right place, gents. And I was like, all right.
Gents?
He called me gents.
What the hell is wrong with him?
I don't know, man. He was pretty cool.
He was cool.
Dr. Double S.
Too bad. Dr. Double S. God damn it.
Yeah, man. He was pretty chill. I liked him.
Yeah?
I also remember Connor doing a lap.
A lap?
For the pacer.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I remember he literally did one, and then Dr. Double S was like, hey, you need to do more, and he's like, mm-mm. He just doesn't do it.
Oh my god, I'm gonna admit it now because I'm fat. I sucked ass at the pacer.
Dude,
but
the pacer
I actually tried to do it. I know some places are just like straight up saying, the pacer's unbalanced.
It is unbalanced.
It is unbalanced.
How is it supposed to be balanced?
It's not balanced. It's because this Michelle Obama is trying to ruin
it. It doesn't take
into
consideration like more muscle mass that people have.
Yeah.
Like the more muscle you have, the more oxygen it's going to take to fuel up those muscles.
No, it's only age. What was it? Age and laps?
Age.
Done?
It was age.
Just age
and then
the
male and female.
Oh.
It was like, hey, what's your age? Oh, you're 17?
Yeah,
you need to do 107. And
there's
it's like,
no way
what?
That was made in the year like 2015.
No way.
That had to have been developed, I swear to God, in probably like the late 90s. Or something.
And they just kept using it.
They just kept using it.
That's not how it works. I'd always get an F in it. There was one year where I got like 78 because I was actually trying. But then I was just like, dude. And they're like, oh yeah, you still get an F.
What sucked about my class though is that I had every goddamn athletic person in there.
Oh, and they'd go on for
so
hours.
I would do like, I don't know, at max 20 laps or something. Or 25. I can't remember what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just got these four athletic dudes and like the two and the two chicks that work out in their free time or whatnot.
I was those people
that would just go to like level 300. And I'm pretty sure they had to like stop it. Like, okay, you already passed. You don't need to like show how big your cock is. All right. All right. We get it.
It was ridiculous. I was like, okay, man. Whatever.
Mr. J.
Mr. Dr. Double J.
Mr. Dr. Double S. I don't want to go back to high school ever.
Me neither.
I'm glad I don't have to.
High school kind of sucks.
It's going to suck because I'm going to have to deal with high school again.
Why?
When I have kids.
You will. But you won't be going back to high school.
I won't be going back, but I'll have to deal with the BS again.
Dude. Honestly, my advice for high school, find an activity.
No one in here is in high school.
I know. Or anyone listening to this is in high school.
If you are some reason found our podcast
and you're in high school
and you're going into high school,
please consider
beat
listening to something
your
else.
Wife.
No. Please get into an activity. It helps.
Or
just in life in general.
Or you can make an activity and then people in the higher ups are just like, can you call it something else? Just tell them no.
That's pretty good too.
Did I ever tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
I did?
Yeah. Or Mr. Mr.
Fun,
Yogurt.
No fun cop.
Mr. Yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
Had
Yogurt had it. And then I took it over and I renamed. Well, I didn't.
You didn't rename it. Stole the name.
I just stole it.
And No Fun Cop.
No Fun Cop was just like, can you rename it to like Strategy Education?
Because just say D&D Club?
Yeah, it was just called D&D Club.
And you're like, no.
And then he was just like, can you rename it to like Strategy and Education so it looks good on our resume?
I was like, no.
No.
Bye. I'm leaving.
Pretty much.
Jeez.
And then they changed it when I left, so.
What a butt.
I know. What a bunch of butts.
Come on.
They waited to assassinate my name.
And then they did it while you weren't even there.
Yeah, they game ended it.
The game ended it.
Game ended. Did you guys use game end while I was away?
What?
Game End.
No, we don't use Game End.
Why would I told you guys to use
that's Game video End. Game style.
That's not video game. That's regular conversation.
I guess it is.
Game End is family friendly. All right. It's marketable. It's advertisement. And we could put it on t-shirts and sell it without having to just write kill.
Or whoa.
I listen. I only use whoa. Those. Don't Papa John's me, please.
I'm going to Papa John's.
Don't Papa John's
me. I'm going to Papa John's me.
God.
I'm just going to play kill throughout the whole podcast. Yeah. Just Papa John's.
Nah, anytime I say like kill or death or defeat, it. Just like edit game end. Like in a robot.
What do you mean? You just game said end. Game end.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of editing for this podcast.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I made it a little hard for you.
That's all right.
I made it hard. And I made that nurse game really hard.
That nurse. Oh.
Don't talk about it.
Don't
talk about it. You can keep this part in the podcast if you don't talk about it.
Okay, fine. All I got to say is that I have to edit a crap ton to it. Hey, I spoiled the podcast or the episode, so please, joke's on you. I didn't actually spoil it. Did I got you guys? Did I get you? Yeah, I got it. I don't know.
I almost had the burp, but I couldn't.
Oh, okay. What do you think?
What are we at time?
We're at an hour 10.
Hour 10? I think that's good enough.
That's a good spot. That's a good
I like spot. It. I like it. This is a good stopping
point. It's a good, nice chatty chat.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll try and lead us off. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. All right. So thank you guys for tuning in to the MC podcast show.
MC Radio.
MC Radio podcast show. Okay. With Conan O'Brien with Conan and O'Brien. Gordon Ramsay. Okay. Here. And
it's destructing.
We got a Patreon. I'm sure you already know about that. It's
we didn't even do a break.
Oh, crap. Oh, well, I guess you're going to have to edit it in that part where we spoiled everything.
I'll find a break.
You'll find a break. I'm sure we're quiet enough at one point. We're just like, pee-pee break.
Maybe. Or it'll be at the end or beginning.
Well, our Patreon is only $2 a month. So it consider some. Consider subscribing, supporting, whatever the heck they call it on Patreon. Follow all of our socials. Do we do personal socials or just
you do group? Personal socials?
Personal
if you
socials.
Want.
All right, we have personal social accounts. I'm not going to list them all off here, but I'm sure you can find them pretty easily by looking at who MC Media follows on Twitter and you'll find on Instagram, it. And you'll find it pretty.
Does
easily.
MC Media follow you, Ryan?
I don't think they do.
Okay, hold on. hold on.
I don't think they do, but they're about to. They're about to. It's going to be epic. Anyways, we appreciate you guys tuning in to listen to an hour of me and Christian rambling here, doing our thing, looking like total G's.
Can you look at your phone really
Mr.
quick?
Mr. J. I'm looking at my phone, Mr. J. Oh, my God. It says at MC Media 76 is following me.
Wow.
That's brilliant. 400 IQ play right there.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into MC Radio. We really appreciate it. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, I don't know,
don't send them to
us. No, send them to us if you have any suggestions on how we can make stuff better. We really appreciate it. We really love doing this. Go support us on Patreon, like Ryan said. All of our stuff, you should be able to find it pretty easy. It's at the top of our headers on everything. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, guys, and we will see you next week.
On the next Angry Joe show.
Not the Angry Joe show. You said that twice now. Way to date this. All right, boys and girls. We will see you next week.
Good luck out there.
I might be with Zach. It might be me and Zach.
Good luck with that one.
So, what do you mean?
I mean, just good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have fun.
We will. Thank you so much. We'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Chibo.